ועכשיו אנחנו נעבור אל החברים שלנו באירופה, קבוצת...
We will now move on to our friends in Europe, the Shiul Boker 10 group, who will give us this, their preparation workshop for the Congress. Yes, friends.
Do you hear me, friends?
Can.
Okay. A little confusion. We started too early, but we will start again. Okay. Thank you very much. Introduction. So it's about awakening Europe to achieve our mission of the Congress in Bulgaria. That's what it's about. So what's our mission? Our mission is, what Raf says, is to connect as much as possible, to discover the Creator between us, till the Creator will appear between us. So what are we going to do? We're going to work in the following way. We are going to show a clip from some days ago, from a noon lesson. It was a great lesson. And we'll show the clip, so please absorb the clip as well as possible, so that you really listen to the clip very carefully. There will be three questions we will ask you, and friends will ask that to you as World Kli. And we're going to solve these questions together. The questions will take about 7 minutes per question. So be short, let's say, in answering the questions. Give room to your friends and watch it with the workshop rules. Work quickly and give space to your friends so we can relate quickly. Afterwards, at the end, after the three questions, so be prepared, we are going to ask the World Kli for their impressions and also the Israeli groups for some impressions. And we would like to hear what your concrete actions are going to be. So be prepared and let's connect to this. And I'd like to hear the clip now, friends. Please, Peter.
Boker Esher.
Hello, Rob.
Hi.
Hello.
Concerning the Congress,
to
continue the work...
About the Congress, to continue the work that we did in Israel for the last few weeks...
Let's say directions, what we should do.
If we can give us direction, what we're supposed to do, what's our task during the Congress.
What's our task during the convention? To connect as much as possible until we'll reveal the Creator between us. Until the Creator will be revealed between us. That's the connection we need. That's the task.
Yes. Yes, and could you give, let's say, us...
האם תוכל לו לתת לנו... היינו בישראל כקבוצה.
Could you give us some more specific advice? In Israel, we did a lot of work in terms of having a specific role. If you can give us specific instructions on what to do... in order to emphasize and continue the same work we started in the Congress.
No. What we did in Israel as a group of European friends.
Would
you like to continue this
course, work? Listen, listen. You have a special role in the convention. You need to be responsible together with everyone, but also always to stand... and be responsible for a connection, for that order that will reach closer to the state, that a system will rise where the Creator will be revealed. Europe is very close to it, according to all the contradicting forces, all the pressure that the Creator is putting on them. Really, what we're lacking is just connection to that group that comes from all of the European separation. And it can happen. We want to reveal the Creator in the connection between us. And you are responsible for that too, for awakening everyone.
Thank you very much, Raf. I also, let's say, feel now there's a sort of a sleepiness.
Hopefully we'll meet before the Congress.
I also feel, Raf, that there is some sleepiness in Europe that we need to awaken.
That's true, but that's good. Before the convention, there are usually such such states. This doesn't scare me at all. Only we need to go there, and there we need to start making this change.
Thank you.
So, friends, the first question is in this clip, Raf says, you must be responsible together with everyone and also and always to insist on the connection and the order. So the first question is, how to get everyone responsible to get together with everyone and insist on the connection and order between the friends? I repeat, how to get everyone responsible to get together with everyone and insist on the connection and order between the friends. Workshop.
So
again, how to help everyone to become everyone together with the Creator and just become everyone. So it's very simple. We have to be everyone. I heard in the lesson that only love of friends, that's it, end of story. Just like the little children who used to play ball together and that was their whole world, that's what we should be. Without the Creator, without anything. Just to be with the friends, to be together, to dissolve into the game and really allow that force to appear between us.
I now heard in the lesson that in the most egoistic way in the world, I need to want the friends to want to reach the Creator, to make all the efforts, to have the strength. Otherwise, I won't experience anything.
Yeah, and also to invest in this thing called love of friends, to awaken this spirit, and this is where the work is. How far can we realize love of friends between us? Yeah, to invest in love of friends is to show the friends that each and every one of the friends, me and everyone else, is engaged in that. That's what I heard in the lesson, and that's all on our part. All the rest, the Creator needs to complete it. I heard that I don't need to worry about the goal being important to me, but I always have to make sure the goal is important to the friends.
That is why maybe we'll pray together as a 10 from now that every friend in Europe will feel that he lives in order to adhere to the upper light.
Because the way we see the friends should only give us greater power and more intensity in our prayer. We have to see everything as assistance from the Creator, so our connection depends on how much we care for the inspiration and awakening of each and every friend.
By that, we build our soul.
Yesterday I joined the on Sundays there's the North American meal that all the North American groups are doing right after the gathering of friends. That's about 10 p.m. 8 p.m. Israel time. And so I went in there after the 10 Zoom meeting, and it was just amazing. Over 200 friends connected through Zoom, full groups, In each group, there's 20, 30, 40 people. It's a mixed situation. It's a community situation, both men and women. And you just get a lot of power from it. People come and each gives their half a shekel, and you see how much they invest, how much effort they put into it, and how they invite everyone to the mirror congresses, and it's so powerful. So we need to look for where we can give strength, but also where we can absorb it from. Because there are a lot of places now in the world, Kli, where people are putting a lot of efforts into connection, and we should really plug into that, and then we won't get tired.
Yep,
Europe first, that's the point of breakage, where we're going to connect, we'll be there in a few days, all of us together. Also, what I heard, you don't need to demand anything from the friends, only to demand for the friends, to demand for himself, as much as possible, to really squeeze oneself for the friends.
We start from wanting to be together, doesn't matter physically or virtually. If it's physically, we have to just come and gather. And if people are far away, then gather on through Zoom or something of the sort. And that's the basis of being together and participating in the workshop and integrating with everything that's happening and just keep on adding all the time.
Yep. In these days towards the convention, there's no confusions. You're told only to add connection with a friend, and that's what we need to invest in. To ask for everyone to have strength and to see how we reach the convention, on the one hand, really worn out. On the other hand, that it's not clear what's happening, how it's happening, that everything is changing. But on the other hand, we're arriving to the convention with a Kli upon which the Creator can work.
I heard it's the best possible state we can come to the Congress with when we are completely just worn out and are all from all the efforts that we've put in before, and then we come with one prayer for the Creator.
Don't ask Rav what we're lacking, what do we need, and expect him to give it to us. He said, you're responsible, you have everything, and you need to reveal the force of bestowal between each other.
So that's good. We don't come as trailblazers, but from a low point, we come to the true state. And so it seems like we're coming to this Congress on the right track, and we have to help each other to better and better calibrate ourselves. And also, there's the issue that everything depends on our inner work, on how we don't forget to awaken the friends.
Yesterday, we also reminded the final despair, and as long as we didn't give everything we can, we have no excuses for anything. So just to keep stepping on it.
We see very beautifully how this question relates to the articles we just read, that you can't search for the Creator if not through the friends, that the Creator resides in the friends, that if you don't have an elevated spirit, then only the friend can give you high spirits and you can infect him.
We continue the workshop. In the clip we just saw, Rav emphasized that Europe is close to a state where we will have a system established where the Creator can be revealed. So the question is about this. What are we lacking? What is missing in this system so the Creator can be revealed between us? Again, the question, what is lacking, missing in this system, what Rav mentioned, so the Creator can be revealed between us.
Yeah. As it
says, and you don't lack anything besides going out to the field that has been blessed by the Creator. As we've learned today about the field after we sowed, and now we can reap, and so we have to really dissolve into the field, see every friend is great, and all of us together as an opening for the Creator. So only self-annulment and importance of the Creator.
I see two planes. On the spiritual plane, we need to do exactly that. And that's exactly what we need to do, to annul oneself, to connect, everything Dodi said, everything we talk about. And on the spiritual plane, on the corporeal plane, we have to have some kind of matureness to reach an order to build a society, to build a foundation where each one will be able to realize themselves spiritually.
Yeah. I actually, what I'm taking from this lesson is that we don't lack anything besides just to see how we further and further build the society that follows the rules that Rabash instructs us to, and Bala Sulam and Rav. And this is the spirit. Love of friends is a way of life. It's not some nice advice that the Kabbalist gives you. It tells you if you live this way, this is what will come out of you. And that's how we need to live, with love of friends between us, and then the Creator can make the change happen in us.
I also don't feel really lacking anything, only to add a little more in everything, a little more love of friends, prayer. The path is known, there's nothing new under the sun. We only need to increase.
Yeah, we read articles, the social articles of Rabash, and after every word there's power and depth and meaning. And besides the friends, there is no other vessel. All the path to the Creator and to the goal of life is only through the friends. And therefore also Rav said that you should leave me alone and do the work between you.
Maybe that's what we're lacking, to have pain, that everything Rabash writes about, everything Rav spoke about, there is a gap between that and between what one is able to implement. Rav spoke all the time about how a person needs to care for the upliftment of the group, that he mustn't conceal himself, he needs to show constant love to the friends. We need to see, do we have this, do we not, and if not, what do we need?
Exactly according to the instructions of the Kabbalists, of Rabash, in showing love outwardly, the Creator's love will appear in adhesion.
Maybe the only thing we're missing is the understanding that we don't need to search for the Creator, but to search for the friends, if we want to find the Creator.
I thought just like Chaim, that I would even say the Creator disturbs us. Putting the Creator as a goal disturbs us. Why do we need to look at the Creator? Let's put him aside. I'm saying this, you know, audaciously. But let's put the friends in the center now, because that's the main thing. If we don't make the friends great and connect with them, then there is no Creator. Why should we imagine some absolute goodness and higher force? It's just things that the ego wants to receive at the account of the friends and then through the friends. Let's just make the effort to connect between us and let him appear however he wants to appear.
We're definitely missing something, because if not, we would already be in the next degree. You can't know what these actions are when our efforts reach an end, but we have a method. We need to follow our teacher. And if he gives us different things to emphasize, like we heard now, we need to focus only on the friends and through them to bring an uplifted spirit. So that's what we need to do. And maybe also not to start counting and seeing until when, because no one knows when this portion will be fulfilled anyway. So we have a lack to just follow our teacher.
Yeah, maybe we're missing this absolute annulment towards the teacher and what the Kabbalists write to us. What is annulment? Maybe just complete obedience, seriousness, I don't know how to call it, to really go all the way and not kind of halfway.
I think we might be lacking to announce an attack, to go for the jackpot. We've done this before, not once, time after time after time, but this time will break this rock.
And maybe we can add a demand from the Creator that He will show us what's missing and He'll do everything for us, and we each ask that for all the friends.
Lacking my additional effort to feel that it's not my individual work alone, but we have a 10 that's going together. That's what we're lacking, to feel that we truly...
We heard now from Rav that Europe is close to revealing the Creator between us, according to all the contradicting and conflicting forces that pressure us and are coming from the Creator. The question is, how are we going to help each other overcome these contradicting and conflicting forces? Again, how are we going to help each other overcome these contradicting and conflicting forces?
התמונה של המשחק בכדור היא הכי מציאותית שיש בזה.
The picture of playing ball is so realistic. When a child looks at that, he doesn't have any separation in his subconscious. He just feels the spirit of it. And similarly, when we exert to find love, then above all the difference, we need to feel the spirit that resides in everything, and that's the spirit of love that covers everything.
We need a common goal. If you don't have a common goal, then everything you have left is contradictions. If we have a mutual goal, then all those same contradictions, they become elements which complete one another, without which we cannot attain the goal. Rav spoke about a ball that you play with. So in football, everyone has their own, you know, position on the field, and if not everyone is doing their role, then you can't have a strong team without everyone doing their role. Same thing towards the Creator.
And there's a lot of contradictions between us, differences. Actually, besides differences, I don't see anything. And we need to come to this Congress as the Creator's Congress. This is the Congress where the Creator connects us. We're going to gather with Him on the condition that we make the small effort on our part to completely annul ourselves and enter the friend's heart.
So, yep, if there are more contradictions, then let's find something that's mutual. That is the path, the goal. We have no doubt that's the same for everyone. Let's focus on that.
What are contradictions? There's only one force in reality, and to the extent we feel it, we'll feel there is no contradiction, that everything ultimately connects in that force, and we need to help each other to always gain this picture back. And everything comes from above, from the Creator, and like it says in None Else Besides Him, whatever that seems to deny it is also coming from above, because He wants that.
Many problems in the groups, we also heard today in the lesson, and We need to pray for our friends. We need to pray very strongly for them to have strength, for them to be able to overcome, not to blur out everything that's being revealed, but to hold on and to rise above, to give them support.
The opposites begin from the oppositeness between the will to bestow and the will to receive of the Creator and the creature. And if we focus on ourselves, we'll only find greater conflicts. But if we raise our hands and want to cling to Him, we'll see how He connects all the differences.
And we need to not be confused where these contradictions come from, who arranges them, and that we'll see in them the correct order, and it doesn't depend on each one with his small mind, but the fact that we all think this way, each one will be able to slightly rise above themselves.
And we read that exactly in the Love of Friends of Rabash. This track is called the Path of Bestowal, which goes against our nature. And in order to come to that, there is no other advice but Love of Friends, by which everyone can help his friend.
In working on love of friends, we are drawing the Creator to us, the light that reforms, and He is the one that changes us, that enables us to rise above the ego, and to connect with Him towards the goal, which is really to be like the Creator.
Hi friends, thank you very much. I would like to hear some what you've all gathered from these workshops which you've shared with each other, and we would like to hear from the World Kli what you've heard from the friends, what you've collected from each other, so you can pass it on to the whole World Kli, so we can feel what you have received. So I'd like to hear impressions from, let's say, from the Israel groups, from the World Kli, and please, Peter Tikva, can you point out the groups which could speak right now? So we can hear impressions quickly from the World Kli.
Мы очень впечатлены вот этим семинаром, который провела.
This workshop that was conveyed by the morning lesson European 10, the lessons were very, very much penetrating the stony heart, and the friends covered it all with love. And we trust that in this Congress, the friends can come to a huge level of connection and bring contentment to the Creator and L'chaim Nevol.
Hebrew VG.
Go ahead.
Lo shomim. Hebrew VG, לא שומעים אתכם. תנסו. קייב. קייב, בבקשה.
Всем доброе утро. Действительно, вопросы.
Hello, everyone. Questions. Very deep.
Просто понимаешь, насколько важен этот конгресс.
And when you talk about it, you understand how important this convention is. And how the answers of the friends, they open your eyes, they give you more and more strength, joy, and desire. A desire to be in this convention and to add all the time. passing on the broadcast.
Билиси, вакша. Лошумим.
Классный семинар. Реально очень хорошие вопросы были в конце урока, которые позволили нам всем еще...
Our workshop, we felt the questions were great. First of all, the questions really helped us all think how we can add. Because you can always add, you can always add. And now we had some additional time before the Congress, and it's just more reason to add to the connection in the Congress. And this child that we're all caring for, Europe, we wanted to feel the world clearly, and we were all unite around it together. L'chaim.
Екатеринбург, вакша.
Екатеринбург, go ahead.
Дорогие друзья, мировой кли, давайте ощутим вместе.
World Kli, great friends, let's feel together this moment where we can truly realize correction, this great correction for all of Europe, all of the world, all of humanity. And in our prayer, in our desire, it depends, humanity's development depends on. So let's think of this. Let's ask of the Creator that He will connect our hearts. And that He will cover it all with love. L'chaim.
Nikolaev, bevakasha.
Nikolaev, go ahead. The questions from the friends in Europe, we felt it, we felt the importance that lies upon us in the preparation for the Congress. And we also felt that without Europe, you won't be able to succeed. So, thank you. New York.
Wonderful workshop. Thank you so much, friends. Throughout the lesson, 2 hours of the lesson, we've been showered with the genius of Rabash and his principles. And after such a lesson, to do this workshop, it was great to hear friends all around the table. Everyone was just, seemed to me like they were drawing from his wisdom in order to answer these questions. It gives us a completely different perspective as to what can we do, how can we do it. Even the practical answers, everything seemed to have been taking root in Rabash and his principles. Thank you so much, friends.
Vilnius, Ахоним, бевакаша. Vilnius.
Как-то не ожидали мы и Раф над этой десяткой все подшучивал.
Somehow it came by surprise.
Что-то за десятка такая утренняя.
That before that Rav was he was asking about what this 10 for the morning lesson is, but now we understand we got great inspiration and we didn't really expect anything like that. So a big l'chaim to you, friends. The morning lesson 10, Shiur Boker 10, do you want to summarize?
Thank you very, very much, World Kli, for all your impressions and love from the heart and care for Europe. We really feel very warmly supported by the whole world, and it works so amazingly. This gives us the force to take our responsibility and to take care of the friends and to come above our anxiety, to be able to let in the hearts, let's say, listen to the friends and follow the hearts of the friends, feel the friends, be responsible for the friends, and really take care of each other, the friends for the friends in the Congress. It's so important that we feel your message and we feel your support. And we are very, very secure to reach the goals Raf have set for us, and we're going to do it all together. The whole World Kli is going to do this together, this Congress. It's a World Congress, and it's all about connection. So we are going to unite and support each other. Friends for friends, L'chaim friends.
L'chaim friends, thank you friends. We'll finish with a song.
מסביבנו לפעמים זה שובר לי את הלב אם הגענו עד כאן זה סימן שכבר אין חזרה אז קדימה לדרך ויחד נעיר את הנשמה בואו נרקוד בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש, לא נעצור נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש, לא נעצור נצא מהחושך ישר אל האור העולם מתקדם לו הכדור בידינו יום ועוד יום נזרז את הזמן כבר הלכנו שנים במדבר וחצינו ימים עכשיו אנו יחד נחזיק בו אחד השני בואו נרקוד בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש, לא נעצור נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש, לא נעצור נצא מהחושך ישר